Hi, everyone. You are listening to Matt and Jimmy on the Trivial Drinks podcast. Even though our podcast uses alcohol, we want to encourage everyone to be safe and responsible. Use ride-sharing devices, taxis, or call a friend, but be safe out there. Now, please enjoy Trivial Drinks.
Welcome back to Trivial Drinks Podcast with Matt and Jimmy. This is a weekly podcast where we explore the wondrous natures of both beer and trivia. Each week, we'll introduce a new beer to our listeners and highlight some unique qualities of the beverage of choice. As we compete, points are earned through consumption of beer and the pieces of the pie acquired. At the end of 1 hour, the player with the most points will win the game. Ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't even fucking sound good. That's not the word. Ladies and gentlemen,
let's broaden our minds.
I sound like a scratchy old man that's been smoking since he was 10 years old, working on the train.
Are you okay?
Great.
Yeah, you've been working down the coal mine there? You got the black lung pop?
I've been listening to Elvis. It's getting me through. It's going well.
Oh, wait, good connection. Yeah, I like that. It's great to be back, but I'm sorry to hear that you sound
like a Simpson sister? Hey, Bart. Anyways.
Yeah. It doesn't sound good, man.
No, it sounds great. What are you talking about? This is sexy. This is like very Barry White-ish, I feel.
A little Barry White mixed with sandpaper. Yes.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
that's not winning over too many people.
Emphysema's kicking in. Holy shit.
You got that thing with the elephant sitting on your chest.
Right? Oh, my God. I apologize, folks. I'm getting over a little something. It's that horrible cough that sticks around.
Yeah.
That just won't go away. It killed my throat. And I'll get through this crap.
Well, you know what I've heard is good for a sore throat and lost voice?
What's that?
Beer.
Beer. Beer, the medicine that cures all.
It cures everything.
I tell you.
And drinking, you know, you gotta that's make true. Sure that your voice stays lubricated and, you
the
know.
The voice is dry. The box needs a little liquid.
That's it.
And that's it. We need to moisten it up.
There you go. So, get that hydration going again.
I'm dehydrated. That's what it is.
That's probably what it is. So you know, beer's going to help that.
Absolutely.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not a scientist, but I'm sure.
I mean, a beer can make women look pretty after enough consumed. I'm telling you. It probably can work.
It might. Never know.
So, it's like that joke, you know? I'm going to go home once the picture in my wallet starts looking pretty. Yeah, there you go. Anyways. What are we drinking tonight? This is your choice tonight.
It is my choice. And we're local again.
We are local.
We're local and inspired by our great success the last time we traveled down south.
Oh.
We're back with another Tucson beer.
You know, I'm okay with that. I like it.
I'm okay. I've heard such good things about this, and you've spoken highly about it, so I thought we should bring it to the attention of our listeners. Only our second, I believe, IPA that we've had on this show.
No, really?
Yeah. I mean, we had a hazy little thing, and we had this, right?
I can't remember.
Well, that's okay.
It's been so long.
It is. I mean, 26 episodes.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, 27.
Well, this is number 27.
This is number 27.
Oh, no. This would be 20. Hold on. No, this is 28.
Wow.
Yeah. 27 just happened.
That's
now
true.
We're on 28.
Man.
Yeah, we're there.
One day we'll learn how to count.
I'm not good at counting. I'm not really a math guy.
Carry the one.
Right? I hope there's no counting in brewery. Anyways. Good. So Dragoon.
We have the Dragoon Brewing Company. We have their namesake beer, the Dragoon IPA, brewed with pride in Tucson, Arizona.
Ooh.
So I did a little research.
Ooh, you did research.
Did a little research.
Horrible macho man with a bad voice. Oh, my God.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah, yes.
There you go. So relatively new brewery. Founded in 2011. But what spoke to me is it's a father and son brewery.
Huh.
Yeah, Bruce and Eric Green, they teamed up with Tristan White to form Dragoon. And by 2012, they were distributing two beers. This one, which is their flagship, and their Stronghold Session, which we spoke about earlier. And
we did.
You spoke very highly about. They usually brew about 30 beers per year, 30 different types, and they have 11 rotating on their tap room in Tucson, which I think we need to go visit, because on Sundays, do you know what they have?
No.
They have Brewery Boot Camp.
What?
Yes. For $10, you can come, get an hour workout, and get a free beer.
Hold on, wait, I have to go work out to get a free beer?
Well, I mean, you could just pay for the beer, I guess, but...
Well, I'm just wondering, because, I mean, I was expecting to go down there and be like, listen here, varmint, you're going to drink that beer, pound that pint, bitch! I was thinking something like that.
Oh, okay, not that kind not of bootcamp. No, more like, you know, feel good, wake up, work out.
Physical?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Olivia Newton-John, you know, there you go.
I mean, as long as she's there, well, maybe...
She might not be there.
No, probably not.
Not in Tucson.
I mean, like, Amy's version of her, I'd be totally cool, though.
Yeah. That'd be worth the drive.
I'm sorry. Go tangent.
No, it's all right. So Dragoon is actually an interesting namesake. Dragoons were soldiers in the late 16th century, and they were designed to move infantry quickly. So what's the fastest way to move infantry at that time? Put them on a horse.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. But like this IPA, the Dragoons were very versatile. They were flexible. They could fight on horseback as like cavalry. They could dismount, fight infantry, defense. So that was pretty cool. And they carried like a specialized weapon called the Dragon, which is where we think we get the word Dragoon from.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it was a shotgun in a handgun form.
Really?
Yeah, it was a blunderbuss, which is carried with one hand so you could hold the reins with the other. So that's big fucking gun.
That's pretty cool.
That's how we say it in the technical terms. But it also could come from the German word Tragoon, which means to carry. So, on horseback. Throughout the years, they've evolved. And the last time they were used was in 1966, so from all the way in the 1500s all the way up to 1966.
All right.
Yeah, the Portuguese army used them in Angola as part of a cavalry technique. So they were fighting guerrilla warriors in eastern Angola. And so these dragoons would chase them on horseback out into where infantry or air support were waiting, kind of like a hammer and anvil technique that we would see with like Alexander the Great. Apparently it still works.
That's pretty impressive. Well played.
But yeah, so this beer is a West Coast style IPA.
Nice.
So we're going to probably have like, I guess we should talk about the difference between like the hazy New England and the West Coast.
Sure.
The West Coast style has bigger, bitter flavors, mm-hmm. as opposed to like the New England one, which has more hops, more for aroma mm-hmm. than taste.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, pretty cool. This one I like. It's going to pair well with the spicy food. And maybe a nice aged cheddar.
Ooh, yeah. I like it already. Nice, very nice.
I love spicy food. I know you love spicy food.
I love it.
So,
and I love cheese.
You do.
And I'll eat all your cheese.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's all good.
We'll share the spicy food. You eat the cheese.
I like it.
You know, but yeah, this will be good. Looking over, we talked about malts last time. It has a rar pale, which I like. That kind of sounds like a weak lion. Rar. Crystal 50 and 60. And the hops, they have hops that we have not come across yet.
Whoa.
They have Columbus, Apollo, Magnum. We've talked about one. But they also have a Nugget hops, which is brand new to our listeners and to me. So I did, you know, did
some research.
And so it's going to have a earthy, herbal, maybe a little hint of spice, like a pepper. But the Nugget hop is a lot like the Dragoon. It's very versatile. It can go in anything from an IPA to a stout to even some barley wines. So they'll use this to kind of round out some different flavors. It's the second most widely grown hop. Widely grown hop in Oregon. So Oregon is a big, like we talked about earlier, with Oregon State getting the grant from the U.S. Government to grow hops. This is one of the most popular ones. And it's very high in myrcene oil, which is very aromatic and is one of those essential oils that's also found in mango, lemongrass, basil, and You can do a lot with myrcene oil. You can treat diabetes with myrcene oil.
I had no idea.
And dysentery.
Dysentery.
Yeah, so...
I think I got that once in Oregon Trail. I died.
I got cholera again? God damn it.
God dang it. All right, start over. I'm dying.
Yeah. Everybody's dead and I can't ford a river.
It's the worst.
The river is 1 foot wide and 3 inches deep and somehow...
Everyone died.
God
damn it. It's poor oxen.
But the very cool thing about Dragoon is instead of a six pack of 12 ounces. Mm-hmm. We have a 4-pack of 16 ounces.
A whole pint.
We got a whole pint here.
Nice.
Even though it's an IPA, it's a little bit low for an IPA. Not bad. About 7.3.
That's not bad.
So, it's going to... I think it's going to be a great beer, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you.
Oh.
And also with our listeners.
I love it.
Yeah. It's going to be great. So,
let's pop the top.
Let's do it.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Great sound.
Oh, yeah. Smells like I remember.
Yep.
To your health. All right.
It's a good beer.
It is a good beer.
And you could, you can kind of, yeah, you can taste the spice in there.
Yep.
And you can taste the, I always hate, like, that sound, that it has that earthy feel to it. You know, because that always sounds like you're saying it tastes like dirt.
Yeah,
but it doesn't. It's got like the smell of, like, not the smell of being, you know how the smell of being in a forest, like a good, like, you know, pine almost.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like that whole, if you could taste the forest, what would it taste like? Like that.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Okay, cool.
It's not like, you know, you walk up and grab like a tree that's hanging in your car. That tastes just like clean car scent.
Yeah.
Not what I was looking for. But, you know, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's got that kind of almost pine taste to it, mm-hmm. you know?
And subtle. Now, they didn't go too heavy on the pine tree perfume there.
Kid. No, they did a good job, you know? They only dipped it like twice. They'll let it sit there forever.
Exactly.
Well played.
Yeah. Now you've identified it. Next step is washing it out.
That could be a problem.
No, this is a great beer. I'm for it.
I'm digging it.
I might have another one.
You might. I think that's a good idea. It's a good podcast to do that on, too.
That's what I've heard.
Right? I've heard things.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
Should we let our listeners know there's a merchandise?
I mean, we could say something
about it. Yeah. There's shirts.
There's shirts.
There's hats.
There's hats. You know,
business cards.
We got business cards. We're super official now.
We are.
Yeah. Right. You know, hit us up. Yeah. Let us know. I mean, if you want a hat, we do a nice black hat with the logo on front. You want a nice T-shirt? It says, "Ladies and gentlemen,
let's broaden our minds."
And it's got the amazing logo on the back too. So I mean,
let us know.
Let us know. Tell us what size you are, what you're feeling. You know, we'll give you a card. We'll send a card.
Well, and they could let us know, like, either through the website.
Yeah, or absolutely.
They could let us know. Where can they find us?
They can find us on the Twitters, you know, at drinks.trivia.
Trivial? Drinks Trivial, right?
Drinks Trivial. Yeah, I screw it up every damn time. I'm not a Twitter guy. You're the Twitter guy.
I do love Twitter.
Right?
It's a cesspool of information, but you can find good beer podcasts
on there. I'm so
bad
at the tweets.
This one.
You know, I don't even do those. You know, I'm more of an Instagram and Facebook guy, which is, you know, trivial.drinks.podcast.
I love it.
You can find us there on Facebook or Instagram. But otherwise, yeah, let us know. Hit us up. Or you guys can email us at trivial.drinks.podcast@gmail.com.
I love it.
Yeah. Sooner or later, we'll be able to hopefully change that, you know, so we're not just a Gmail account. But, yeah, we got to get there. We'll take our time. Yeah. But if you go ahead and give us the money and you sponsor us, we could do it a lot faster. Anyways,
I've heard it helps.
It does. Money makes the world go around, I've been told. Is that the world? I don't. Is money weird?
It does.
It does. Yeah. Okay, good.
And it buys happiness. No, is that? I don't know.
Money can buy happiness. I've been told. And a boat, you know, and some
and beer.
Beer, yeah. It's a good idea.
I mean, I'm not much of a
boater.
What's
a country song that does that, you know? Where's money? If I had a ton of money, I'd buy a boat.
Oh, yeah. It's like money can't buy everything, but it can buy you a boat.
Buy you a boat.
And like a Chevy even, and a...
I think it references Coors Light in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Makes some silver
bullets. Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Cool.
I mean, I guess it depends on how much money you got. You're buying off it. You're paying for a new boat and a new truck. You might want to go taste the Rockies. Keep it cheap.
Keep it cheap. Exactly. Yeah,
understandable. Yeah. I understand.
Maybe let it grow. You know, don't, you know, if the mountains are still blue, give it some time.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the minute they go white, beer's probably empty. You're just firing through them. I'm just saying. I could be wrong, but...
Shouldn't shotgun the Rockies.
Don't shotgun the Rockies. It's a bad idea.
Oh, well, you roll. I'll let everybody know we're playing the Classic Edition once again. Nice roll to start with. We have blue, which is geography. Every time
every time. The accent.
Geography.
Pink is entertainment. Yellow is history. Purple is arts and literature. Green is... I like it. Green is science and nature. And orange is sports and other shit.
Other shit.
SOS.
S-O-S.
I've rolled a 4. Fuck. You're going first.
I don't want to go first.
You've got this. Timer has started, and you are going for a pie, the first one of the game.
Jesus.
You, wow, this is early to let everybody know that we are proud to offer as our Steady Eddie.
I'm going
to
probably use it pretty quick.
That's okay.
Damn it.
As far as the Husk Brewing Company, Arizona Light.
Yeah, thank you, Husk Brewing, for getting me on the board, probably.
A lot. Is that
a lot. Quite
but
a
this
bit.
Is an easy question.
I mean, he keeps me in the game. I'll give him that. This is an easy question?
Easy question.
All right, we'll see. You got this. Whoa. Orange pie right off the bat.
Jimmy has gone to sports and other shit. And it is a sports question. In fact, it's the greatest sport.
It's basketball.
It is. Which is not a nickname for a former NBA basketball player. Doctor, Mailman, Rocket, or Worm? Which is not a nickname for a former NBA basketball player. Doctor, Mailman, Rocket, or Worm?
I feel like this is easy.
It is.
And I feel like it's Worm. Yeah, I'm going with the Worm. Because that just... Dr. J.
Dr. J.
Okay. Mailman is Karl Malone.
Always delivers except on Sundays.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you.
The Rocket is the hard one. The Rocket, I'm trying to figure out who the Rocket would have been.
Rick Tocchet. No, wait.
wrong sport.
Oh. But,
and Worm. Worm just seems like a horrible fucking name for anybody in the NBA.
That's your nickname?
Right? Like, if this was WWE, I'd be like, oh, Worm, of course. That makes perfect sense.
Scotty Tuhati.
Scotty Tuhati, the Worm. Yeah, exactly. He did it. You know, he's far too cool. Fuck.
So you're down to two. It's Rocket or Worm, as you're saying, is not a nickname for a former NBA basketball player.
The Worm seems like it'd be it. Just because, I mean, it's a horrible fucking nickname. Why would you want to go by the Worm?
Everybody calls me Worm.
Hey, how you guys doing? Doing great here. Michael Jordan, go by Worm. What the... No,
Michael
never.
Worm Jordan? Michael,
I mean...
That is the worst nickname
exactly.
ever.
Exactly.
Well, I thought about Air, but nah, there's something about Worm. I just gotta go with
it. Worm sells, doesn't it? I mean, nothing better than inching across the cement. You know, or the court. You know? I'm thinking about inching across the baseball field here sooner or later. I think I got a pretty good chance of making that happen.
You got it.
Yeah. Anyways.
Slider. Don't swing.
Space Jam. Well played. I'm thinking the Worm. Worm just sounds right. Rocket sounds like it could actually be something. Like someone fast.
You know? It sounds like it could be something.
Right?
I like that.
Is that horrible? I don't know. Damn it. I want the points, but I'm not too sure.
So this is why we have our Steady Eddie.
For I know.
These things where you are in a bit of a quandary.
God, I hate this.
A bit of a pickle dick.
It seems way too easy. That's the problem.
I agree. Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry, listeners.
Nah, it's okay. It's me.
But we have... it's like rubbing off on me. How is this happening? Is it?
I know. We've only been in the room for like 10 minutes.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Come over to our undisclosed location, and somehow I've lost my ability to speak without coughing.
I totally understand that feeling.
Anyway.
This is horrible. Oh, my God.
You can go with your choice for a possible 3. You can go with the Steady Eddie. For which we know you are a...
I appreciate that.
A world champion.
World champion?
Yeah.
Do I want to do it?
I don't know what you want to do.
I know. This is horrible. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is reaching for an Arizona Light.
Jesus.
Brought to you by Husk Brewing. Husk Brewing, local. Yep. Love them. They're actually... we're just in a barbecue festival. Sponsored by...
we just had Strong Fest.
Strong Beer Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I really wish I could have been there. I got stuck in Tucson, though.
I got stuck at work, too. But I am excited for us, the possibility to be there next year podcasting.
That'd be great.
So...
Okay.
Okay. We are 5 minutes into the game, and Jimmy is going to...
I just want to see the clock.
...consume
here.
In...
What's the answer?
Arizona Light. So, you know, Doctor is Dr. J.
Yep.
Mailman is Karl Malone.
Yep.
The Worm is Dennis Rodman.
Fuck, I'm glad I got that. I'm glad I'm drinking this beer.
So, Here we go.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's a terrible name, but it makes sense. He's just like makes frozen. Perfect sense. Yeah. All right. And Jimmy is off to the races with the Arizona Light. Good form. That's what always impresses me, is I'm not very good at chugging beer, but Jimmy makes it look like super easy. It's an art form. He's also got a great beard. So, like, as the condens- Oh, wow. Oh, he is all that is man.
Oh,
man. That was impressive. So.
Did I break the record that time?
I
think the last one was, what, 20?
I think he did 19.
I've done it in 19?
You've done it in 19.
Okay, so what was that? I don't even remember.
22-03, so 19 again.
Damn it.
So.
All right. Damn. Well, 2 points.
Hey, wonderful. 2 points is 2 points, my man.
Damn. Oh, man. Oh, that's upsetting.
That's okay. Oh, okay.
Wow. Straight to a pie.
So this is how it's happening today.
Okay, sir.
This is all we're going with.
Straight to a pie. Okay, this is going to be a fun game.
You
think it's going to be one of those games?
Well, you just got a good sports question. Maybe maybe I'll try a sports question.
Sure.
As well. Although I do like the other categories. I'll try a sports question. Why the heck not?
It's definitely other shit.
All right.
You ready?
I guess.
Linen fabric is made from which fibers? Of which plant?
Linen? Isn't it flax?
It is flax.
Oh, okay.
Well played.
There we go.
There you go. Well played.
Here we go. Let's keep moving.
Pie in there.
To start. All right.
God, that Arizona Light is always really good, especially when it's like freaking freezing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've had it outside of this game as well, like since we started playing. And yeah, it's just a really good beer. Mm-hmm. Huss does a great job. Not to distract that Dragoon. This is fantastic.
This is a great beer.
I've had it on draft, and yep. I gotta say, usually there's a taste difference between draft and can.
Yeah.
Which is to be expected, you know, based on carbonation, based on, you know, cold packaging and things like that. But this is still a stellar beer, whether it's in can or on tap.
There I love go. It. I mean, honestly, I actually really
on can
like...
or in tap, either one.
Is that... I agree. No. I actually really like the packaging. It's very simple.
Yeah.
I know it's got that old silver aluminum can look to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's got, like, cut in half. And it's got kind of this cool white, you know, looks like desert topography type map looking on. And then...
I like the way you put that. Yeah, that is, like, the topography
Yeah. But it's all white and silver. And then it's got that kind of green going on around the can all the way. It says brewed in Tucson, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like it got some type of flower.
Like a desert flower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all green. It's pretty cool looking. I dig it.
Is it green?
Yeah, it's green.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for
it. It's like a lighter green. Variation lighter green. Yeah, it's cool. So, we like it. Trust me, you like it.
I like it.
It's good.
Green's a good color.
Green's a great color. I love green. All right. So, we're on art and literature.
You love it. You do.
You like it. I've seen you do it. It's all good. You don't wear it often, though.
I don't.
You don't. You're more of a black and blue kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like a Bruce. Joking.
Wow. Okay.
So it's all.
It's okay. Yeah,
it's okay. I'm wearing a green shirt right now.
Anyways. I have a student who comes up to me every day.
Yeah.
And says, "Mr. O'Meara, I love your whatever color shirt," and it's never the color I'm wearing.
Besides.
Yeah. And no, she is wonderful, but it's like, man, I really wish some days I could tell the difference. Not too often, though.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful fuchsia you're wearing. It's not fuchsia.
Yeah.
Salmon, bitch.
It's a nice burgundy.
Nice burgundy.
It's like, ooh.
Ooh, well played. I'll go with that. I mean, I like to think it'd be burgundy.
Lightly chilled?
Right. It's like, am I served at room temperature? Anyways.
Art
and literature. What is the style of painting that uses opaque watercolors?
Oh.
It's called Shannon.
No, I know this one. It's like gouache or gouache or gouache or gouache. It's like, yeah, it's like got a ch at the end or a gouche.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
How what is it?
It is gouache. You said it. The accent and everything. It's G-O-U-A-C-H-E. So yeah. I would call it go-ache.
Gucci.
I mean, it says ache at the end, so gowake. Gowake.
Gowake. Yeah. Gowake. Like, I've seen it, like, I have no idea, like, what it is.
Right?
Yeah. It's like those words you come across that you should know, and you're like, what the hell is that? Okay.
Grenache, perfect example.
Ooh.
I love a good Grenache, but I sit there and look and go,
Is that what that is?
Grenache? Oh, look at this.
I have this Grenache right here. Is it?
I got a Grenache. It's Grenache right here. I have a geography pie here for you, sir.
Yeah.
Ancient Roman town of Pompeii was destroyed and preserved by the eruption of which volcano in 79 CE?
I've seen this. It's Mount Vesuvius.
Mount Vesuvius, yes.
Or in one of my favorite movies, White Man Can't Jump, Mount Vesuvius. Yeah. Great movie. Was that... And Mount Vesuvius, that wasn't the only town that it destroyed. There was also Herculaneum, which is very close there. But yeah, they didn't find Pompeii until, I think, almost 500 years later or something like that. It was a long-ass time before they found...
In 1748, the town was discovered mostly intact beneath layers of volcanic ash.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It was like... And so, like, when you walk around through there, like, they still have the preserve. You can walk the original, like, paths of the city.
Cool.
And within, like, these chambers, you can walk past the preserved, like, ash, like, people.
Really?
Different artifacts. Like, there's whole houses that have been just uncovered. And just, you walk by it. And it's like, holy shit.
That's pretty cool.
It's incredible, like, what... You know, one, the destructive power of nature.
Yeah.
And two, like, how well preserved it was because of the ash and everything like that. It's like, wow, this is... Look at this.
Kind of badass.
Yeah, it was incredible.
That'd be cool to see.
I may have a science. I'd rather have sports, but science will do.
No, I feel you. Alfred Nobel, father of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
Made his fortune with the invention of which powerful tool?
Oh, yeah, dynamite.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
which I think it, like, tortured him for a while, because, like, the great, like, he was, the invention that he created was so destructive and so used for such heinous means.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, wow, fuck, this is awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then he put, like, his life into getting the endowments for the Nobel Peace Prize. So, it was pretty cool. Good turnaround. Cool.
Oh, you know? Well played.
What's up?
Nothing, just reading it.
Oh.
It's cool.
Yeah, no, it was a fascinating instance. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. May I have pink, please?
You want pink?
Yes, please.
All right, pink it is. let's see here.
You okay there?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
you sound good. And you look good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's why everybody needs a gay smoker. Seriously, it's great. Anyways, the last album to feature the original lineup of Funkadelic has which unappetizing title? That is pretty gross.
Funkadelic?
Funkadelic. I'm sure you have these on your phone.
Yeah, it's probably on my Spotify. Actually, on Spotify, I only have a couple things, and, you know, it's a different podcast I listen to.
Oh, yeah?
One of which is, the feed for this one, but, you know, I like to listen to us, take notes, game plan,
absolutely.
See where you can do better.
Absolutely.
And then go to it. For instance, this week, I plan on speaking into the mic.
That's good. I totally understand that.
Not just running around aimlessly behind it.
Yeah. I'm trying not to have it right here, it's bad. We're learning. Sorry.
Yeah, Funkadelic. I got a... unappetizing. Dog shit. How about that?
Oh, you're not far off.
Okay.
It is Maggot Brain.
That, you know?
One of the most delicious albums of all time.
That was, It's in my two playlist.
Yeah.
And just haven't gotten there yet. I mean, there's so many other things that are ahead of it.
I can understand that.
But Maggot Brain. Funkadelic.
Gross, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right. That's disgusting.
yes.
But you know what's not disgusting?
What?
This is Dragoon IPA.
You really like this Dragoon.
I do. I'm a
big
fan.
You are shilling the shit out of this. Like, you know what I think? Dragoon IPA. Wait, that has nothing to do with making pies. Dragoon IPA.
It could. Pies are versatile. Dragoons are versatile.
True. You know what would go great with this green chili verde I'm having? Dragoon IPA.
I would.
No, it's delicious.
I wish we had that.
Me too, actually. That sounds really good.
Actually, so I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine. And, well, I was listening to people talk, and they were talking about their favorite french fries. And I was like, yeah, because I don't go to fast food a lot.
Okay.
But I was like, man. I was thinking, like, my favorite fries. I'm like, my favorite fries have carne asada on top of them.
Oh, yeah, there like, you go.
But then I was thinking today, I was like, carne asada would be really good on tater tots.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody should do that. We should do that.
We should do tater tots.
Uh-huh.
This is copyrighted by Trivial Pursuit, our Trivial Drinks podcast. We should take tater tots.
I'm for it already.
Carne asada.
Yes.
With a green verde sauce, warm green verde sauce across the top.
I like it.
Right? And then maybe sprinkle some, you know, I'd probably go like a nice Mexican style cheese. Maybe even put a little asadero on it, you know?
Ooh.
It could be really good.
Yeah.
You know, cut some cilantro across the top. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm for it.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we gotta get this game over.
We're gonna start brewing
someday, yeah.
And then we're gonna take over the world,
yeah.
In our tap room,
absolutely.
Come on down and have it.
Yep, we'll have that.
Oh, yeah,
man, we're gonna have to listen to our podcast over and over. Remember that recipe? Shit, which episode was that? Man, how many episodes were it? We're at 365. Damn it, it's a whole year. Well, all right, if we listen one a day, we'll find the recipe in the next. Year
we can we'll section it out.
We'll section it. Yeah, there you go. We should start adding that as part of it. You know, hey, hashtag this, hashtag that. Here's where a recipe was. Okay, good talk. All right,
hashtag cool. Tater tots.
Hashtag tater tots. That'd be hilarious. All right, two.
Roll again.
No, that sucks.
Hi you. Moving right along. You got to roll again on this side.
That's not what I want, though. Hey. You know what's going to happen here.
You're going to roll again on the other side. You're just extending this turnout.
Oh,
okay, God. Green or pink? I'm going to guess pink.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, because your science of nature is, you know, beyond me.
Oh, okay. This is an interesting question.
So is entertainment, obviously.
So which reality television series did Chris Harrison first host in 2002? Which reality television series did Chris Harrison first host in 2002?
I don't watch TV, so I can't even tell you who Chris Harrison is.
You could say he's a very eligible host.
Oh, Bachelor.
There you go.
All right.
It is The Bachelor.
Thank you, sir, for throwing me a bone there.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't drop that in there.
Yeah, like it's a little something on the side there. Yeah, I can see that.
Because, I mean, they do a lot of stuff where it's just like, you got to roll again on this side of things.
Oh, I do, don't I? Damn it.
You know, where they drop in hints. Oh, you can roll again. So you're between the sports and the, okay, pink or yellow?
Excuse me, I'll go pink.
Pink, okay.
It's working well.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Easy question. Great question.
I love it already.
Which 90s talk show host starred as Eddie Murphy's sidekick in the movie Coming to America? Which 90s talk show host starred as Eddie Murphy's sidekick in the movie Coming to America? Come on, you've seen Coming to America. It's a great...
That's,
great movie.
That's is that Arsenio Hall?
It is Arsenio. Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me double check by looking at. Yes, yeah. It's Arsenio.
Okay.
No,
I wish he'd come back. I liked Arsenio.
Well, there is going to be a Coming to America 2 coming out.
Really?
Yeah. Where he has gone back. Eddie Murphy has gone back home, and now his son is the prince who is coming to America to find love.
Wow.
Like, at least that's what I've heard. I don't know, and I'm not gonna.
It's like the funny Creed. I get it. All right.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll go that.
Which I have Creed 2 on my Hulu, and I can't wait to watch it.
I hear it's great.
I love Creed. It got me right in the feels.
Yeah, it was a good movie. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, shit.
Orange, if you wish.
Man. Oh, where was I? Okay, one, two, three, four,
orange,
five.
Or green? Science or sports?
Here's the thing. I don't want to be anywhere near art and literature, because we all know what that does. So let's just go with science and nature.
Science and nature.
Let's have an epic fail here and let you keep rolling, sir.
Oh, okay. It sounds complicated,
that's pretty much every question for me.
Okay. But it's pretty easy. You okay. Got this.
All right, all right.
Which Wonder Drug's name blends the words acetyl and spirosara, a German name for salicylic acid?
It sounds like it should be aspirin.
It is aspirin.
God damn, I got Science of Nature right.
That you did. Blows. Way to go, man. You're kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah.
But you're on Geography Pie.
Yeah, that doesn't... Oh, damn it.
You've got this. It's a super... I'm sorry. I'm going to stop saying that because I sound like a dick. But you've got this one.
You got it. Yeah. It's okay.
What is the name of the Harry Potter theme park at Universal Studios Hollywood?
The Wondrous World of Harry Potter? Wandering World of Harry Potter? It's something like that. Shit. Because it's not Hogwarts.
It is not Hogwarts, no.
Because there is a Hogwarts there.
A Hogwarts there.
But then you go through and there's Diagon Alley and all that there, and the train's there, and then you come up and there's Hogwarts. So that's obviously...
Man, what is that? What? So you say you're in a world of, like, magic?
Are you... What? The magical world?
No.
Is that what you're trying to throw me?
I'm not trying to throw you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're doing your own thing there.
I think it is the Wandering World of Harry Potter. Or Wondrous World of Harry Potter. Something like that. It has to do with wand. And a wand's in there somehow or another. I have no idea.
Well, you are on a pie.
I am on a pie.
Again, Huss has brought it. You already killed one of them.
What the hell is it called? The Wondrous World of Harry Potter. No. Man, I was there when it fucking opened up.
That's you were there. I know. You were there.
I've actually been to that park a couple times.
You've had a butterbeer.
I've had a butterbeer.
You've gone to Ollivander's, where all witches and wizards go to get their wand, and the wand chooses the wizard, Harry.
It's so weird because it chose every other kid that was born the same time I was, too.
That's weird.
That's weird. Yeah, we all have the same wand.
That's fine.
Anyway, damn it. Again, this early? Come on.
It's okay. Arizona Light. Coming in hot. And cold. Deliciously cold.
Damn it.
You got it, or you want to know what it is, or what do you want to do? It is up to you.
I know. This is the worst part. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We're doing this. Okay.
It is the Wizarding World.
Wizarding World, Mother Trucker.
I'm sorry. I was trying to drop Wizard in there a couple times for you.
It's all good. I knew it had to be. There's something wondering, wizarding, wandering, wandering. I was thinking, wand.
That makes sense. I see. Yeah. I saw what you were going for. I was like, no.
Wizarding World. Okay. Let's see what the clock looks like.
Every Polta, you're on your go. That's 18. Okay. Ooh. He gets it right by right at that time. Double zeros. He will have a new world record. He's moving quickly. He's
Oh,
that's cold. So it gets you right in the teeth and the back of the throat. Holy shnikes! That was at 4. 16 seconds.
We're getting better. We're getting better.
He's unbelievable, folks.
Oh,
I know I say this, but I'm in awe of your ability to do that.
It's getting better.
Like, I was amazed at 20 seconds, and now you've shaved 4 seconds off of your time.
I don't want to brag, but... Yeah, I honestly want to try using it in a cup here, see if that goes faster.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, we can go get a cup.
I'm good right now.
I'm sure there's, you know, dishware that's on those locations.
It's got to have somewhere, right?
Exactly. It's furnished, you know?
Yeah, it seems like a nice place.
I like it, you know?
It's not too bad.
I'm going to roll again, please. I'll go to a pink pie.
Oh, here we go. Entertainment pie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck me. That went down pretty fast.
So, I'm a little worried. Because it might get to the point one day where I put my pride to the side and realize I don't know something and try and go for the chugging. And you're going to you do it in like 16 seconds and I'm going to do it in like 16 minutes.
It's
like,
no, it's not a big deal.
It's cold on my teeth.
I'm not lying. It keeps getting colder. That's the worst part.
You mean the thing in the ice?
That yeah, the thing sitting in ice, cooling down. Yeah, it's definitely cold. But weirdly enough, totally worth it.
Hey, it's 6-4, man.
Yeah, it's so close.
You're in this.
We're about to give it up here. Here we go.
We'll see. I mean, entertainment's not my favorite, but...
Oh, you got this.
Okay.
Contestants on which long-running TV competition have one goal? To outwit, outplay, and outlast one another.
Is that Survivor?
Pull a pink pie in your pie hole together. Well done, sir.
Put a pink pie in your pie hole.
That just seems way too fitting now, doesn't it?
It seems a little odd.
Right.
May I have orange, please? Which is for a moment.
I thought I had some laying around.
Some what?
Some of our random things that we used to eat and use.
Oh, it's right there.
I saw that, but I didn't know if I had mine laying around still, too.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm going to open it up, though.
You go for it. That's why I brought them.
Good idea.
You go, Glen Coco.
All right. I'm going to put them over here.
Thank you.
All right. There we go. Perfect.
That we used to use for dice. Look at how far we've come.
We're so good. We're never using jelly beans for dice anymore. We're actually using dice.
We're using real big boy dice.
It makes life so much better.
We have shirts with our logos on it.
Yeah, shirts with our logos on it. Why am I picking up the
our
dice?
Pets' heads are falling off.
Exactly what I really want with that. That's funny. Man, you poor guy.
Okay.
No sports at all for you.
No sports for you.
No sports for you. It's like no soup for you. Damn soup Nazi. Which of the following is not a yoga pose?
Okay.
Kite.
Uh huh.
Torch. Plow. Or chair.
I know the chair one is. And I'm pretty sure kite is. Let's go torch.
Torch it is.
Okay.
Yep.
I was like, it might be
between that and plow.
Yeah.
I mean, plow makes me sit there and go, yeah, if I was a yoga instructor, that might not be a bad idea. You know?
Yeah, we have the warrior pose into the plow pose.
Ooh.
I was like,
what?
Is this is this like an NC-17 yoga? Is that...
This is like yoga on Skinamax.
Purple, please.
Purple. Oh, yeah. Art and literature. Yes. Back to that. Yes. What topped Lake Superior State University's 2016 list of banished words?
That's a thing.
So, manspreading or vape?
So it's the word that pissed them off the most and they didn't want to hear anymore?
Pretty much it sounds like that.
And
it's either so, manspreading, or vape.
I'm going to go with so, because if I see one more sentence that starts with so, I might punch the wall.
Are you honestly going with that?
Yeah.
So, it's because so many people begin sentences with it.
Yeah.
That's actually what it said on the fucking
That's
card.
That's fucking awesome.
Jesus Christ, you English teachers, you. Holy crap.
We have low expectations. Just don't sound stupid.
Point heard. Oh, man.
May I have another purple, please?
Absolutely.
I'm hovering around the history pie.
You are.
Peter.
Yeah. Yeah, be hovering around the history pie. You'd be petering around there. Which newspaper was founded in 1889 to cover financial and business news?
That is the Wall Street Journal.
It is the Wall Street Journal.
1889. Shout out to Miss Moriarty, who used to make us read that every day in
Miss
class.
Miss Moriarty.
Wow. For the first 15 minutes of English class every day, we read the Wall Street Journal.
That's pretty cool.
Then we had to speak about it. Then we had to write about it.
Wow.
And then we got to do something else.
Sounds like fun.
Well, it taught me a lot. It taught me how to analyze, taught me how to research and like see inherent bias in some things, like, you know,
cool.
The writing in of William Sapphire and how that his reporting of the story would match up with this reporter from somewhere else. So it also taught me the value of like forming my own opinions.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it was
well
good.
Played,
I didn't understand it at first.
Oh, sorry,
but
that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, there's a method to her madness.
Absolutely. Good people.
I learned a lot.
I believe that. Oh. Oh, you got this.
Okay.
This is easy.
Oh.
Okay. History pie. How many members are there in the U.S. House of Representatives?
435.
I'm not even going to give you the options.
Oh, there's an option.
I knew you knew it. Come on.
It has been in the news a lot recently. So
a little bit.
You know, I do like to study our nation's history and its mm-hmm. government and stuff like that. And we've talked about that a couple of times, like mm-hmm. You know, how the Senate and the House of Representatives work together. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Very true. Very true.
A bicameral institution. Can you have a green, please?
Yes, sir. By the way, hold on.
Oh.
Let's just go ahead and throw that card on your wall there, sir.
Oh, very nice.
You got them all. Add that to the right next to the dead lion's head. And the other 400 cards you've already killed.
There's quite a few.
They had it coming, though.
They did. I've never killed someone that didn't deserve it.
That card was an absolute dick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, asshole.
Did you hear what it was saying?
I had to lock the door for you guys. Okay. What is the term of... This is science of nature, sorry.
Science of nature.
What is the term for a natural depression in a land surface formed by the dissolution and collapse of a cavern roof?
Oh, it's a sinkhole.
Welcome to Florida.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was like, natural depression, and so like I'm going through all those like ninth grade geography terms, like, is it a caldera? Is it a crater? What's going on? Is it a gorge? Oh,
collapse.
Shit is sinking? Oh, yeah. It's a sinkhole.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you're right, welcome to Florida.
Jersey. I've been like within where I lived.
Yeah.
I've been within a mile of it 3 times.
Yeah.
I'm like, I should probably move.
I remember texting you, I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on in your home?
Yeah, that was right down the road.
History pie, please.
Sure.
Oh, that's perfect, because...
Yeah, you hit it right there, man.
Yeah.
That works out pretty good.
So I thought I needed that one still, but...
No, yeah. You got science, nature, and art literature left.
Okay.
You got this.
Colors.
I got you, so...
Stupid carousel.
Yeah, you got your carousel. You want to be going for
dinner. Which... a little blinding.
We're on history here. Which English monarch was on the throne at the time of the American Civil War?
1861. Ooh. I think it's Victoria, because she reigned for a long, long time.
I know, it's like she wouldn't go away, right? Yeah, Jesus. I mean,
why won't you die?
Why won't you die? You're so old. Yes, it's Victoria.
Okay, cool. I was like, oh, I mean, I know there's a George in there, and oh, nice. So now this one, it doesn't try to give you a false advertisement like the Mother Road one. Says, oh, you could take it off.
Oh, you take the top off. No, yeah. No.
Like,
no.
What? With what? A hacksaw? Exactly.
Okay, so, weirdly enough, I actually had a listener talk to me about that.
Yeah.
They actually said, hey, look, check it out. And they actually did it.
What?
I was like, that's actually kind of cool.
How'd they do it?
They just pulled it right off the top.
Oh, they just grabbed this and pulled straight up?
No, it looked like they stuck their hand inside. I mean, maybe.
Oh, they put their finger in the serrated metal part?
Yeah, that part.
Oh, that's
and
a great
idea. I was like, okay. Well, I mean, something tells me that's not the right way, but they pulled it off.
Well.
Literally. And it worked, you know?
I should roll again.
Hey, rolling again.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Fine.
I was kind of like, damn, that's impressive. At the same time, fuck, are you okay?
Yeah, it's like, do you still have all your fingers?
Safety not first, eh?
When I was a...
Remember, use ride share devices, and don't pull the shit off top of beer cans that have serrated metal on it, okay? Yeah,
that's something
sharp. Sleep on a guy's couch, and that doesn't mean with a gauze around your finger, you dumbass.
You will bleed out.
No, son of a...
Actually, you won't. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
So
could be bad.
My mother, who is a bit overprotective at times.
No.
Yes. You maybe.
Whenever, I've been cussed out a couple times.
Whenever
doing dumb shit.
Whenever I would open up a can, like, you know, just with the can opener, say, and be careful with the metal on the edge. It's very sharp. Uh-huh. I was like, uh-huh. So, We had dinner the other night, and you know, I opened up a can of olives because my kids love olives because they're children. Yeah. And children love olives. You put them on your finger. Yeah.
My wife does the same thing. That's right. No, seriously, she does. She loves olives. Like, I'll go to the store and I'll buy a can of olives just because I know she likes eating them.
Right.
While she's cooking, but then my daughter does exactly the same thing. She doesn't think. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's great. And so
me and my daughter are both three. So
my son, you know, we're teaching our kids to be like, you know, how to help and do different things.
Absolutely.
And I found myself saying the exact same thing. It's like, be careful with the edge of the metal. It's sharp. And I'm like, I hate myself.
Holy shit there, Kathy. Well played.
All that's missing is a...
Right? Wow.
All that's missing is making him hate himself. And
the internal guilt being thrown at you. That's hilarious.
It's like, I gotta go lay down.
I'm that's hilarious. Holy crap.
I'm a geography player.
Yeah. Oof. That's hilarious, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
It was very much like Batman. You know, you live long enough to die the hero, you become the villain. And I became the villain.
We all become the villain. I think that's what happens. Oh, my God. It's like, oh.
You can't stop yourself. It's like,
no,
I said it.
You try to grab it as it flies.
You're trying to, like, pull the words back in.
No, come back. Get in there. Oh, God. You sound like grandma. Go to hell. Just go to your room now.
Just go to your room. No candy for you.
No candy for you. Exactly. But you just, no. All right, here we go. Geography here. All right, this is fun. This is bullshit. Come on.
Okay.
You get the easy ones. Which actor was effectively banned from China after portraying Heinrich Herrer in the 1997 movie 7 Years in Tibet?
Oh, that'd be Academy Award winning.
The Academy Award winner, Brad Pitt. Yes. Yeah,
great abs.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I was looking at too. It was his abs.
That was a good speech by him. I thought that was, you know, I thought it was very thankful.
Yeah,
you
know,
was good. You know, didn't have anything about inseminating cows. So. Which, on my bingo card, I had that one.
When I heard Joaquin Phoenix, I'm like, wow.
It's like,
of all the things to go for, I was like, I mean, I guess. Let me just finish my burger over here.
I've got my free play. I've got Jennifer Lawrence trips going up the stage. Right. I've got inseminating cows. I nailed them 2 out of 3.
I tell you, man.
This is the worst bingo game ever.
Honestly, Joaquin Phoenix's speech made me go, I'm going to go ahead and watch Ricky Gervais's speech from the Golden Globes again. That would make me feel better.
Right.
That was hilarious.
I was like,
What? Dude, I get your corky and shit, but come on. Now you're just... save the cows?
Yeah.
Man, McDonald's is no longer a sponsor of you. You just got fucked, you know?
But you
picked up India. Well played.
Way to go. I did like what he had to say about, you know, the power of the second chance, you know, that he hasn't always been easy to work with. And I was like, yes. I think people do deserve second chances.
I will agree with that.
It's when those second chances become fourth chances and eighth chances. Like, all right, this person is clearly not learning.
Exactly.
Move it along.
This is called, I'm apologizing in front of you so I can keep doing it.
Yeah.
Hi, but I apologize. You saw it all. It was great.
I said no offense.
I just want to make sure you guys understand, I'm not upset.
Yeah.
You know, everyone can be upset, but truly, I'm upset with myself. Oh, well, he's upset with himself. Therefore, he probably should be forgiven.
Probably should be.
Yeah, and he's going to go home later and jerk it off and be like, yeah, I'm fine. They bought the bullshit.
I'm back.
You guys want to deal with me again? No? Oh, well, I bring in dollars, and now I got this gold guy who says I'm pretty good.
Exactly.
My God.
Speaking of, it's orange, but it's close to gold for me. sports and other shit.
Absolutely. Jib? Spinnaker. What the fuck is that? Spinnaker?
Is it Spinnaker?
Yeah.
Spinnaker. Yeah.
Spinnaker. That was my next word. I saw the word naked. But without the at the end.
Naked.
Naked. Jib, spinnaker.
Yep.
And latine are all types of what?
They're all sails.
Oh, see, I knew you knew it.
I like the cut of your jib.
You like the cut of my jib?
Yeah. I've had people say that to me, and I was like, what? It's a nautical term, I guess.
Ah, like, well, that's nice.
What'd you say about my jib?
What you looking at my jib for? Yeah. How do you know I called a jib?
Like, I mean, way to go, but thank you? Do I say thank you to this?
Hey, quick question. I feel like you got points in your hand. There you go, sir.
I do. I wasn't quite sure what to do with it. I was like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't do my hands here.
I gotta go this way. That doesn't make any sense to go that way. We have a history, please.
Sure.
My father would be so disappointed.
Here we go.
You didn't take the roll again?
Oh, shit. I forgot my beer. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're in recovery, so.
Yeah, I'm in recovery for what? 3 beers in already? Woo, Danny.
Well, I meant your voice, but.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. I think the hydration's actually helping. Does it sound better?
It does. You sound crystal clear.
I thought so. Boy. Sorry.
Is it that bad?
No, I think I got this.
Okay.
In fact, hold on. No, okay. Have we had this question? I can't remember.
I don't know.
No, we haven't. We've had a question much like it, though.
Okay.
No, it was Larry David, the last one. So, who was the only non-comedian to appear in Jerry Seinfeld's web series, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Barack Obama?
The President Barack Obama.
We have had that question before.
Have we?
Yeah.
I don't remember. No, because I thought the last one was Larry David. And what car were they driving?
Yeah, Volkswagen.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we had the Barack Obama one?
I think we did.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Here, you want me to do another one?
Sure. Why not?
Why not? He's that damn good. He's the game.
I just feel, yeah. Like, so, we have other Trivial Pursuits.
We do.
And we may need to bust into those. I don't know. Wow, what happened there?
Wow.
It looked like you just bit into, like, a sour apple. Is that?
This is fucking awesome.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
This is cool. All right, history.
History.
Who is Ross Perot's running mate in the 92 presidential election?
I know this one. It is James Bond Stockdale.
Vice Admiral James Bond Stockdale.
Mm-hmm.
Bond.
James Bond
Stockdale. I was like, wow. That's
perfect. I wish I would have been able to give you that question.
That is awesome.
Because, you know, you're the big Bond fan.
I am a big Bond fan. I had no idea you ran for, you know, vice president candidate with Ross Perot. Because, I mean, they were in, they were out, they were in, they were out. I tell you, let me tell you something.
Every time I hear Ross Perot, I think, I know they're not even close to being related, but you remember in Escape from New York when they say, Snake Plissken. That's what I think when I think of Ross Perot.
Ross Perot.
I thought he was dead.
That's hilarious. Oh, you want a pie?
I'm on a purple pie, and I just opened a beer. So,
snap!
That's good. A pint of beer.
Oh, I ordered that question.
This is a great hat. Thank you so much.
You like that hat?
Yeah.
You look good in that hat.
We
do look good in a hat. You know who also look good in our hats?
Anybody that wanted to purchase one from us.
I like that.
It's a nice fitted hat.
It's a fitted hat. Yeah, it's good. Spare no expense.
So, oh, man. Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. Mr. DNA, where'd you come from? From your blood. Anyways, I love that movie.
It's a great movie. Oh, and she won an Academy Award as well.
She did. Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a little terrified to watch Marriage Story, though.
Why is that?
Well, I like her. I love Adam Driver. And I love Scarlett Johansson. Right. But it's going to be super sad because that marriage is going to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my mantra every day is 2 things. Don't screw up the beautiful thing you have.
Okay.
And don't get fired. So.
Yeah, it's probably the same for me.
If I can do that every day, everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Well played.
Let's art and literature this.
Art and literature. Which eccentric poet, friend of Shelley, would not allow any of his numerous romantic conquests to eat in front of him?
That's the man who could not swim, Lord Byron. Actually, Shelley drowned. Lord Byron died elsewhere.
Lord Byron.
But yes, Lord Byron.
He made an exception for champagne and lobster, saying they were the only becoming food.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's when you know you're rich.
Yep.
Like, you can't eat in front of me.
But.
You can definitely drink champagne in front of me.
That's fine.
Oh, and have a lobster roll.
Of course.
Of course. Can I have a history question, please?
Absolutely. Oh, another card.
Oh, wow.
A lot of history.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Making history. Reading history.
Oh, here we go. Registered voters in Puerto Rico can vote in U.S. presidential elections. True or false?
That's false.
That is false.
They are, while they are U.S. citizens, they don't have the right to vote in the presidential election.
But they can vote in the primaries.
Oh, that's cool.
That is true.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. We can pick the guys that we want the Americans to battle over. It right. makes sense. Jesus, man. Do you think any day they'll actually become part of the United States?
I can see it happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it does mess up the composition of the flag.
But yeah, the flag's fucked.
That's fine.
It's going to be like, 50 stars and just one big fucking one right in the middle of them all. I got to think.
Texas will say that's them.
Exactly. Texas is like, that's our star. And then Arizona will be like, well, but we have a star. And then
we
have a star above the bear, So.
Ours is to celebrate copper and, what we do.
Exactly.
It's one of our five C's.
It's what we do here.
Everybody learns about that.
And that's right? about it.
Yeah. We just didn't have Arizona's birthday as a state.
That's true. Yeah. Happy birthday, Arizona.
I'll raise a glass to that. February 14th, 1912. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
How old are we now? 108? 108 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Getting up there.
Yeah, we are. Boy, we're starting to show our age, too.
Oh, yeah. We got cracks everywhere.
Yeah, we do. Big, giant one, too. Mm-hmm. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Putty couldn't cover that crap up.
Varicose veins.
All up and down Bell Road. Yeah. Anyways, sorry. If you're from Arizona, that's a fucking funny joke. Hey, Sun City. Anyways, what signature piece of clothing did Diane Vaught... What? Oh, what?
It was. I got it.
Thank you.
I live here.
I'm from Arizona.
Go ahead. Arizona. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What signature... Sports and other shit. Mostly other shit.
What
signature piece of clothing by Diane von Furstenberg celebrated its 40th anniversary in 2014? Excuse me.
2014 was its 40-year anniversary?
Yes.
So that'd be what, 1974?
Yes.
So...
It makes sense. It's not bad.
Okay.
I'm not a clothes person like you that knows, what's that stupid hat called they wear in England?
Fascinator.
The Fascinator is so fascinating. You're right.
Is it a 74? Let's see here. Miniskirt?
No, it is the wrap dress.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm thinking of every James Bond movie that came out. And they did wear a lot of those.
That's true. Ursula Andrews?
Yeah. Well, no, that would have been...
That would have been earlier, 60s.
Yeah. They were looking more like Moonraker and...
every time I hear Roger Moonraker, Warren. I think of Ben Affleck in The Moon Raper.
Oh,
it's your turn, man.
Yeah, no, we're looking at time wise here. We almost done with this shit. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't want to have to land on.
There's 12 minutes left.
Damn it, I have a chance to land on the pie.
You do. You can go sports or art and literature.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and go sports. We all know that's a better idea. All
right, here we go.
Art and literature, boy, that's like it, I'm screwed.
It is not a it's not a sports question, but it's tangentially related to sports. What's the common name for decompression sickness, the scuba diving related injury that happens when gases expand in your body?
Ooh, I don't know what it's called.
What do you get? What is it called when decompression sickness? Sorry, I'll read it again. Yeah. Sorry, that was ridiculous.
Is it like nitrogen buildup in your body or something like that?
Well, the gases expand the nitrogen, the oxygen, the carbon dioxide that's in your blood or that's in your body expands at an unnormal rate and makes you very sick.
Yes.
What's the common name for decompression sickness, the scuba diving related injury that happens when gases expand in your body? It's the bad shit. That's what it is.
Bad shit. It's called you fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you come up too early, you...
It hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what the hell that's called. I know. If someone said it, I'd be like, that's it. But I because I've actually gone scuba diving. I love scuba diving.
We were talking about that.
What is it called?
It's bad. You don't want this.
It's bad. You got the bads. That's what you got.
Mm-hmm. You got the bads.
I lost 48 meters. 47 meters, too. And it was bad because she had this happen and she hallucinated and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the sharks.
Whoa, what?
Have you not seen that movie?
No.
You haven't seen 47 Meters?
No.
All right, it's not bad. I mean, it's a shark movie, so it's what it is, you know. Mandy Moore doing a shark movie.
Oh, all right. I like Mandy Moore.
Yeah, she's good. I have no idea. I really don't. I'm not on a pie, right? Oh, thank God. Yeah, I don't know.
You get the bends.
Bends, that's
the
it.
Bends. You knew this one. Right.
I did know that one.
Yeah, you've been warned about it in your scuba classes.
Yes. Yeah. Look at bends. Yeah,
you don't want that.
No, yeah, absolutely. My bad.
Oh, you're all right.
I got some bends over here. My bad.
I got the bends.
I came up too early from that beer. That's what happened.
Came up too early from the beer.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't even know what I'm drinking now.
May I have a blue, please?
You can have a blue, whatever. Here we go. Nope. I already read that one. Which North African stew... Ooh, hold on. Nope, I was wrong. Which North African stew is also the name of the dish it is cooked in? It is good, though. I have had this stew, but it's not the one I was thinking.
I think it... Is it a tangine?
Tangine.
Yeah.
Good job, sir.
It's like, oil? Is that...
It's called pan. That would
actually be pan. The very, very influential stew. Stew.
Oh, we're going for the game here. You got
science
this, right?
And nature.
I read that one.
Science, okay. And the nature boy, Ric Flair.
Woo! There we go. I'm not gonna lie. Anytime his daughter is wrestling,
Charlotte,
and it's not. Yeah, anytime Charlotte's wrestling. And it's not because, one, she's a good-looking lady.
She is.
God damn, is she good at her job. She I think is. She's almost better than her dad.
Yeah, she is. She does a great job of, not only, she's a very good wrestler.
She's a great wrestler.
But she also does a great job of feeding.
Feeding, oh my
her
God.
Her partner.
She can have a match with somebody that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
And she'll make them look
good. She puts them over.
She really does. Yeah. She and her dad have that, like, 100%.
Yeah.
You know?
She doesn't quite have the walk and fall like he does.
No. But Dad's got the walk and fall better than anyone.
And
but
she still doesn't strut as well. She does have the queen.
She's got the queen strut.
Oh, that's good.
That's different. Yeah. I think that's totally different. She definitely is the queen. Mm-hmm. It is very obvious. But when she comes out and she does the whole spin thing, it's like, wow, you took Dad to a whole nother level of royalty there. But then when she gets in the ring, don't get me wrong, he's styling and profiling.
I love it.
She doesn't do that as much. You know? Like, when she does it, it's like, you get where she's going for, but she looks like she's about dead. You know? It's just not the same thing.
Nah.
But her wrestling, she's amazing. Amazing.
I'm a big fan. I love the Flair family. And every time I get a chance to record that day, that's how I walk in.
Did you see she won the Royal Rumble?
I heard. I didn't see it.
Oh, man. She did a great job, too. She honestly, I didn't think she was going to win. I didn't think she was going to be the one to get over a Royal Rumble, but amazing job. Really amazing job.
Yeah, because usually they give it to someone who hasn't already, already reached, like, the pinnacle.
Yeah, but she's not won the Royal Rumble. I mean, who won the first one? Was it Becky? No, Asuka. Asuka won the first one, so, yeah. But
as much as I love her, she's no Becky Lynch.
She is not the man.
I love.
She is not. So I love Becky Lynch too. So, all right. Science of nature.
Science.
After oxygen, what is the most abundant element in the human body by weight? Calcium, carbon, hydrogen, or nitrogen?
Ooh. Shit. I felt good when I thought I knew it, but now I've got two options.
Right, bro.
I think it's. If I remember back to my OChem days, it should be carbon, right?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, carbon.
Once again, you have won the game.
Should have been a doctor. Oh,
should have been a doctor. It's fundamental to the building of molecules.
Yeah, it's every form of life has carbon in it.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah. So. All right, there you go. And there we go.
That is game. Game is over. Once again, you kick ass. And my ass takes kicking.
But I gotta say.
What?
Highlight of the game. 16 seconds, man.
Jesus.
No. 16. 16 seconds.
That one was a little hard too, I'm not gonna lie.
You made it happen.
Oh man.
You rocked everybody's socks right the hell off.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I was very impressed, and I look forward to celebrating your success with all of our listeners. You know, on our different social media pages.
Absolutely.
Please subscribe, please share. Five-star review, let us know how we can improve.
Yep.
Give us some feedback. We're always looking to get better, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah, try out some of these beers that we've been offering if you are old enough. And remember, if you do partake, make sure that you are responsible. Use rideshare devices. Call a friend. Get a taxi. Sleep on a couch.
Be safe.
Yeah, don't put your hands on cut metal. It's not safe.
Bad idea. I don't care how cool your can looks. You don't look cool with a can like that and your fingers bleeding all over the place.
That's so true.
Yeah.
If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times.
But save the gizzards.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And don't punch your sister.
Don't punch your sister. Stop pulling your sister's hair.
But we've had a great time. I'm Matt. This is Jimmy. We are signing off from Trivial Drinks Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.